All right, y'all, your girl is back. Let's get to number 11. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking about winter tips to get you through the winter so that you can stay healthy and happy and do what you have to do and have fun with your friends and family. Now, you need to avoid touching your face. I don't know how many times I've been told that, but it's hard not to for me because I'm allergic to cats. And there's two cats in this house that I'm allergic to, and it's hard not to rub my eyes and touch my face where it is itching. But yes, you need to avoid touching your face because your fingers touch everything. So unless you wash your hands, do not go touching your face, your ears. You can get ear infections. You can get germs on your face. You can get irritated eyes from rubbing your eyes after you've done certain things. Like people, I don't understand how I've seen enough people deal with the garbage, not wash their hands, and then go and touch their face. No. Big no-no. Dealing with cutting meat. You gotta wash your hands before you even think about touching your face. Something you pick off the ground and then you go and wipe your mouth. Like, don't do that. Don't do that. Really. You need to wash your glasses daily. Like, a lot of us like to keep a glass or a cup in our bathroom while, because sometimes you get thirsty at night. You gotta make sure those glasses are cleaned every day. Because that same germs that are yesterday, say for example you have a cold today, and you use that glass, and you forget. You take the cold remedy, but the same germs that you were trying to run away from are still in that glass, and you go ahead and drink it. Then you're going back, and it's a cycle. So you gotta make sure the glasses that you use every day are clean. Don't be using them and not cleaning them after you've drunk from them, you know? So make sure you wash your glasses daily and make sure they are dry as well. Properly dry, just like I said, drying your hands properly. Because bacteria lives in moist areas, okay? Now, number 13. You need to throw the toothbrush away after being sick. You're supposed to change your toothbrush every 6 months anyway. But if you've been severely sick, you really need to throw that toothbrush away that you've been using and get a new one. You can go to the dollar store and get toothbrushes. They're anywhere from $1 to $8 for the electric one. Some are more than that. But you always have to make sure you protect your mouth because you can get a tooth infection. Or you could get, in general, just an infection from using toothbrushes that you've used over and over and over again. But you have to make sure you change them every 6 months in the first place. But if you're sick already and you're using that same toothbrush, those germs are going to keep rotating in your mouth until you get rid of that toothbrush and get a new one. Number 14, doorknobs, light switches, phones. You really have to wipe down and clean the doorknobs in your house. When you have guests coming in that are not clean, and they be touching up your doorknobs, using your toilets, using your showers, guess what? Those germs are going to stay there until you clean them. So, you got to wash, you got to get some, I like to use Lysol wipes. I use one Lysol wipe, and I use the other side. Like, I don't double wipe anything. So, I'll wipe them, and then I'll dry them all after. The doorknobs, the light switches, the phones, even the doorbell. Everybody touches that doorbell. Everybody touches that doorbell. And make sure it doesn't have any electrical sockets sticking out or whatever. But you have to be careful about wiping down the doorknob. And also the the doorbell, because sometimes the liquid gets in and it ruins your doornail. So it depends on the doorbell that you have. You have to make sure you clean them, the light switches, everything, because even the rails in your house, if you have someone who's sick, who's a guest, and they come and bring their germs, it's going to spread, and everyone else in the house is going to get those germs. Number 15, you got to change your pillowcases as often as you change your sheets, which should be once a week at the minimum. You got to really do that, because this is the scenario. Say, for example, you have a cold and you have that same pillowcase. Say, for example, your cold is disappearing, getting better. But you go ahead and put your head on that same pillow that you had when you first got it. Those germs are going to sit there. And it's going to be on your face. It's going to be in your hair. It's going to be on your neck. So make sure you change your pillowcases as often as you change your sheets. Number 16. You got to brush your tongue when brushing your teeth. You got to floss and you got to mouthwash. It is so important. How I know is because I worked for a dentist. You really have to brush your tongue. And some people ask me why. The most bacteria in your mouth is on that tongue. So if you don't brush the tongue, the germs stay right there. They're not going nowhere. And you got to make sure you brush your teeth properly. Not everyone likes the electrical toothbrush, so you got to use a soft toothbrush. You got to floss, because for a long time, I didn't floss. I thought I was good because I was using the electric toothbrush. An electric toothbrush does not take the place of floss. It really doesn't, because the cavity that I got was in between tooth, where I was not flossing, because I thought the electric toothbrush was good. It has a whole nother job than the floss. All right, so let's move on to number 17. Don't be fooled by the bubble jacket or the bomber jacket. Yes, it's warm. Make sure it's the size that it's supposed to be, because that air will go right up your jacket. And sometimes the jacket is not thick enough to keep you warm. Not all of them have hoods. Not all of them have long sleeves. Not all of them cover your behind. You got to get ones that are warm enough inside, have good hood, and long enough to cover at least half of your hand. And you got to get a jacket that covers your behind. At least covers your behind. It doesn't have to go all the way down to your knees. But make sure you're covered properly. Because I don't know how many times I went to the store. Was it last week? I went to the store at least 3 times. And I could see these people shivering in cold. And I was like, wow. They really think that little tiny jacket is going to keep them warm. Clearly it is not. So I don't understand why people buy those little tiny jackets trying to be cute, and then they get cold and get sick and pass on their germs to someone else. During winter months, I don't care if it's summer, winter, fall, spring, whatever, have consideration. Make sure you take care of yourself. And if you're going to be around people, make sure you take care of yourself. Seriously, don't be spreading your germs around. That's just inconsiderate. All right, so number 18, you got to wear tights. You have to wear tights. It doesn't have to be wool. It doesn't have to be all the way down to your feet. But I suggest, ladies, that you wear your tights. Men, you can wear tights if you want to under your pants, because sometimes it gets really cold. And I know how these fellas like to wear these baggy pants that don't even fit you. And then you want to complain later about you got cold. Well, guess what? If you buy pants that fit, it will work. And if you decide to buy pants that are baggy, make sure you have tights or an extra pants under there so you don't freeze your butt off. Because sometimes girlfriends and wives can't stay home to take care of you because you didn't listen in the first place. Now, you have to have a scarf as well. You gotta cover that neck. Because the neck is exactly where that cold usually starts. The neck, the head, the hands, the feet. And I said before, the head, the hands, and the feet is where your body's connected to everything. So if you don't take care of one or more of them, you're gonna get sick. Or you're just gonna have crusty hands and crusty feet. And ladies do not like men with crusty hands and crusty feet. So get it together, brothers. And sisters, too. Some of y'all sisters have some really crusty feet. And crusty hands. And you expect people to be just, you know. So make sure you take care of those things. Alright. So, number 20. No, number 19. My bad. I totally skipped that one. Number 19. You gotta check your temperature daily. Because a temperature for one person might say they have a cold, and a temperature for another person might say that's the normal range. So when you check your temperature daily, you'll know, okay, so that's my daily temperature. So if it's above or low, you know something's up and you need to fix that, or you need to take care of your body better. And number 20, you need to sleep with proper gear. What I mean by that is, ladies, I know you like to look sexy for your men. That's real nice. But guess what? If you don't have the proper sheets or comforter or warmth in the bed, and I'm not talking about the men, I'm not talking about sex, I'm talking about actual sheets and covers and blankets, you gotta make sure you're covered. Because I don't know how many times in the summer I thought I was cool wearing little tiny shorts and a tank top, sleeping with the wrong gear, because I had the wrong covers on me, and I woke up sick. Because a lot of people like to leave their window open, and they're right beside the window. So make sure you wear the proper gear when you're sleeping. And if you leave the bedroom or go to the washroom or something, make sure you have your socks or your slippers. Because your feet, like I said, is connected to everything else. So if you walk around on tile floor and wood floor and it's cold and your feet are cold, you might get sick. Okay? So it's time for another music break. And your girl is going to be right back, y'all. All right, y'all, so we are heading down to the last 10 of the different tips that I have. So you need to wear slippers. If you live in a house where there is no carpet, your feet are going to be cold. You may not feel it at the moment, but your body is making that adjustment. Many a time I feel cold when my mom is warm, or vice versa. But we have health conditions that are adjusted by the temperature, meaning me. My seizures are triggered by extreme heat. So when I walk on the tile floor, I don't feel it because I'm already warm already. But at the same time, just because you can't feel it doesn't mean it's not affecting you. Okay, so be careful how you answer the door. I don't know how many times it would be winter and people would open the door when the carryout man came and just be standing there with the wind just blowing on them. And they're not protected. Their chest is exposed. Their feet are exposed. Their arms are showing. And you get sick. Not every time. Some people have really good immune systems. But for people that don't, and for people that don't know what their immune system is like, if it's good or bad, you can get sick from a gust of wind. Believe me. I've had that so many times where I went outside, had my shoes on, had my jacket on, but my neck was exposed. Alright, so let's move on to 23. Vitamin D. When you have vitamin D, you have a chance of getting fewer colds and fewer fevers and flus by 50 to 70%. Number 24, keep the air clean. Keep the air clean in your room. You got to air it out. You got to air out the kitchen where you put the garbage. You got to air out areas that have multiple smells in them. If you have cats,
make sure you clean that kitty litter every day, because that smell is going to be affecting you. Because I remember when I first got my body scan, I don't do the kitty litter, but it's funny how that came up on my scan about kitty litter and animal smells and stuff. We had cats and we had dogs, but I wasn't really associating with them, but it affected me. You need to put your food in the fridge. You need to put your juice in the refrigerator. You need to put your food and your juice, all of that, in the refrigerator, because temperature affects your fruits and your vegetables and everything. Like when you go to the grocery store, when you enter, you see the vegetables in an area where it's cool. You see the strawberries and the berries in cool places. You have to remain like that when you bring it home. You gotta put it in the fridge. Don't cook things and leave things out. Don't cook things that have milk and all kind of things in it and then leave it out and then eat it the next day and expect to be well. It doesn't happen that way. Number 26, when you are cooking, I cannot emphasize this enough. You got to make sure you wash your hands, wash the area, wash the cutting boards. You got to make sure the utensils and knives that you're using are clean. Now, do not use the same knife that you would use for vegetables. You got to keep the boards, you got to keep the knives separate from the meat and the vegetables. Got to have a different cutting board and clean the cutting board every time you use something different. You got to make sure you clean the meat. I don't care what it is. You got to clean the different types of meats that you bring in the house, because some might be contaminated and then it contaminates the rest of them. You got to make sure it's clean and make sure that you, what we do in our house, we wear sanitation gloves. We wear those little latex gloves that, for the meat. So if we're sick or whatever, we don't put our hands on the meat. We just don't do that, period. Unless I'm cooking it for myself, I make sure I keep gloves on, because my germs might not be the same germs my mom has, because a lot of the time we're on the verge of catching colds because people come in here with their colds and their fevers and they give it to us. People come in here bringing sneezes and colds and infections and all that or whatever, and don't say nothing to us. And then we end up getting sick. And then we pass it on to each other because we're very close. My bedroom is right next to hers. I use her bathroom to shower and everything. So, you know, it will cross each other's pathway. Number 27, zinc. Zinc, if you take enough zinc, it can lead to a better immune system. If you don't have enough zinc, clearly your immune system is going to be weakened. Number 28, you need more fiber and roughage. You got to make sure that you're regular, because if you're not, clearly you have all these toxins and junk inside of you that's making you heavy, making you feel heavy, and you're not getting rid of what you need to get rid of. Number 28. Oh, I said number 28. Number 29, you got to pray and actually mean what you say about asking God to take care of your body inside and out, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, everything that you can imagine. You really got to pray to make sure that you stay well. And not only yourself, there might be a lot of people praying for you, but if you don't pray for yourself, it really doesn't make sense. People can pray for you forever, but if you don't see yourself as valid enough to pray for yourself, I'm sorry, but you really got to. Because it's like, if you tell someone who's doing bad in class not to worry about their grades, clearly that's the wrong information. But I'm saying, like, if you go to school and your professor says, look, you need to study more to pass this grade, but the student doesn't believe it themselves, they're not going to do well. It's the same thing with your health. If someone's telling you to do these things and you're not doing it, you're not going to get any better if you're already sick. And if you're not sick, you might get sick for not following their instructions. Lastly, 30. Avoid being in cold weather for long periods of time. If you have to take the bus, if you have to walk, If you have to walk from one end of the city to the next, make sure you are doubled up. Make sure you got your hat, your earmuffs, your scarf, your proper hood, your proper jacket, your gloves, your boots. Make sure you wear your tights. If you have no choice but to walk, make sure you are doubled up on winter gear. So, that was the last tip on how to stay well during the winter months. And I hope it has helped you. I hope you've learned something. And make sure that you check with your doctor before taking any of these supplements like zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C, and also the vitamin B vitamins are very good too. It helps with your respiratory system and your nervous system as well. But make sure you check with your doctor first, because vitamin B might not do the same thing for me as it does for you. Maybe you need more than I do, or I need less than you do, or whatever. Because clearly I need more vitamin C than my mother does. I need more calcium than my mother does. Why? Because she's been taking those things. I just found out that I lack a lot of zinc and calcium and magnesium in my system. And if I don't take care of my body, I'm gonna get osteoporosis. So I have made sure I got my magnesium, calcium, and zinc combination pill. You can get it from Walmart. Yeah, so make sure you scan your body and check out what you need, because sometimes all you need is certain supplements or more vitamins or more of a specific vitamin to stay well. So y'all take care. This is your girl Gloria TP5 from Grown Up Eruptions, and please take care of your hearts, your minds, your souls, and your bodies. And ladies, keep looking sexy, and brothers, keep looking good. All right, y'all. Peace and love, y'all. This is your girl, Gloria TP5 on Grown Up Eruptions. Don't forget to send your girl a message on Anchor.fm or Spotify or iTunes. Or you can also get me on Facebook and Instagram under Gloria TP5, all right? And if you need to email me for the different Christmas cards that I've created, check out Glowwormography 2050 Glowwormography 2015 on Facebook for my special Christmas cards. And remember that the money goes to charity. And also, if you need any prayer requests, make sure you anchor.fm message me, and I will definitely put you on the prayer list. God bless. And take care of yourself like you always should be. All right, y'all. Peace and love, y'all.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.